Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
House Democrats will be spending the weekend drafting articles of impeachment. Joining us on the Newsline, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett. Any idea what these articles are going to look like, how they're going to put this down in black and white?
Well, not exactly, but you have heard from Democrats deeply involved in the process that the things they are most interested in and believe they have the evidentiary basis to pursue are abuse of power, obstruction of justice, possibly something along the lines of alleging an act of bribery on the part of the president. And you may also see an article of impeachment making some reference to matters dealing with the Mueller report that could also fall under the title of obstruction of justice. But I would just say the last two stories you read are not unrelated to each other. They're unrelated in any pure political and economic sense, but the president, I guarantee you, will today say on Twitter or some other forum, the impeachment proceeds, the economy is booming, I'll take the economy, the Democrats can be stuck with impeachment.
Now, what is the White House strategy moving forward?
Well, basically to not engage with the House process and gear up for a trial in the Senate. When the president said yesterday, hurry up and impeach me so we can have a Senate trial, there's a couple of ways to read that. One, he's eager to have this litigated in the Senate controlled by Republicans, where he thinks the rules and the process will be more favorable. The other way to look at it is other shoes may drop. Let's get this impeachment thing based on the shoes that haven't dropped so I can have a trial based on that and no more evidence found. It's worth pointing out that this administration has held much back from the Democrats in Congress in terms of witnesses, documents, and other evidence. So you can read it both ways.
We're hearing also there'll be some familiar voices on the podcast, The Takeout, tonight.
One of the most familiar voices within the CBS News family, Nora O'Donnell, who is the anchor of Evening News and the managing editor. We decided to do the show this week because it's a special time for the Evening News. It's moved from New York, a great American city, by the way, to Washington, D.C. We talked to Nora about why that's important, what it means for the broadcast, what it means for our viewers, a little bit about her career, and her husband, Chef Jeff, who was kind enough to provide the restaurant where we brought the broadcast.
All right, very nice. Thanks for the props for New York.
One of my all-time favorite cities.
Major Garrett, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.